Early childhood care is vital. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephanie Jones, professor in early childhood development at Harvard University, looks into how to study it to gain more perspective.
As cities and states across the U.S. expand their early education systems to meet families' needs and give children a boost in the foundational years, it is crucial that research catches up with current reality. For decades, research has focused on the question of whether specific formal programs work, instead of providing solutions to the problem of expanding and improving the system, which includes informal and formal settings. To bridge the gap between research and policymaking, we've been conducting a large-scale study focused on all the different types of settings where children receive their care, and in particular on making links between features of these settings and young children's learning and development. The study began with a household survey to arrive at a representative sample of 3 and 4-year-olds in Massachusetts and of formal and informal care settings. Because young children in informal care, which is estimated to be a pretty large number, can be difficult to locate, they aren't often included in research, limiting its impact. Our findings show that children are in formal and informal settings in roughly equal numbers, but 3-year-olds are slightly less likely to be in formal environments than are 4-year-olds, which may reflect parental preference or differences in access to formal settings. Overall, parents' confidence in their child's early education and care is generally high, whether their child is in a formal or informal setting. In the coming years, we will continue to document and describe the 5,000 participating children's daily environments and make links between features of settings and children's learning and development. The findings from this study will inform a strategy for scaling, guided by the goal of ensuring that all children have access to high-quality early learning experiences that set them on a path toward academic and personal success.
That was Stephanie Jones of Harvard University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.